Hi folks, welcome back to the Weekly Stand-Up, your weekly destination for all things pop culture that we're following and love to share with you guys week on week. Yeah, I was just telling Mika off the record that I had a better intro prepared, but I didn't take it down, unfortunately. That's that.
Memory.
But we're happy to be back for another, set of new recordings for you guys and more content to share with you and react to. It's your girl, Mika, over here.
Hello. And it's your boy, Pal, over there.
Hey.
That was pretty good.
Yes, we did it. We did that switcheroo thing. Okay.
Not planned.
Yes. I think we're good for this episode.
We're done for creativity juices today.
Okay. Now we just have to read from the script.
I'm just kidding.
But this is a recap. Exactly. Yeah, but this is a recap episode. So as you guys, if you've been tuning into our show, or if you've been receiving the show on your message box from me, because I actually send the show out to some people.
That's called propagation.
Yes. So, and thank you for watching if you clicked on the link. So you must be familiar with this recap episode. So we'll just be sharing some stuff that we've come across over the past month.
Yeah.
That we liked. And yeah, hopefully you guys check it out if you're feeling it, and let us know if you like them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mika is... Well, I'm going to give Mika time to think.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to go ahead.
Let's go, pal.
Yeah, so for music, I decided like every month I should probably just keep it to like I'll just suggest 5 songs.
Wow.
And then
a taste
and then
maker.
we react to one, so that
okay.
I realized like it just helps to, for me not to go all over the place.
Mm.
I guess the first one is from Got the Beat, like the SM mixed girl group.
Yes.
Intergenerational girl group that released a comeback album, I guess.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the year or earlier this year. I really like Alter Ego and the album.
Yes.
Gives if you're a fan of all those villain kind of vibes.
Yeah.
I recommend this song. The other one is Vivis did a comeback also.
Mm.
It's the album's called Various. And all the songs have various vibes.
I would have guessed.
as the title suggests. Although I don't know if that's why they actually named it Various, but I really like the R&B one, Vanilla Sugar Killer, very catchy chorus.
That title sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. And it's literally the chorus actually. those 3 words.
Okay,
so it's a pretty catchy chorus. And then the third song is actually a OPM song from Zach Tabudlo. There's this, it's part of an OST of a rom-com called Inconvenient Love.
Is this a show or a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie with, I think if our listeners are familiar with Don Bell, the Filipino celebrity couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
they start in that movie.
Okay.
And the OST there that from Zach is Pinadama.
Mm.
So I think just some good, 90s kind of 90s romantic song vibes.
Okay.
With a lot of horns and,
I got the vibe.
If you got the vibe, yeah. So that's the third song. The fourth song is a P-pop song.
You follow or
No, actually,
just...
this one is just it's the algorithm. blame everything on the algorithm.
Mm.
This one is Maharani by Alamat. So
Alamat is a boy group.
It's a boy group. Yeah. So Maharani, I think just because they have some pretty catchy bridges in the song. And the instrumentation, they use, because I think their concept is they like to infuse some Filipino kind of culture, traditional
with
culture
the name
instruments.
Of
stuff
the
like
group.
That. Yeah,
is...
yeah. So the intro is just filled with Filipino traditional instruments. And the music video is basically them and I think a member of another girl group dancing, kinnikling.
Wow.
Or something like that. So interesting stuff, especially for anyone who's into K-pop. And then the fifth song, actually, I would also recommend another of Zach's newer songs, newer releases. And this one's a collab with an Indonesian singer.
I know this song.
By My Side.
Yeah, I know the song.
Tiara Andini.
Yeah.
So Zach and Tiara. Yeah. The collab. Yeah, and apparently Zach's super huge in his first name is.
Yeah, I was like, you talk as if you're friends. Are you?
No. But he's apparently very popular in Indonesia, so I guess it made, you know, oh, sense that,
interesting.
Like, especially his song Pano, like I realized, because yeah, after listening to one song of Zach, like the algorithm just gave me everything else. Yeah. So I just, that's why I found out that, you know, he's pretty popular in Indonesia. And a whole Pano, like I think it was like several months back, he's apparently pretty popular in Indonesia. So I guess it made sense that he's doing some collab stuff with Indonesian artists, like apparently. Yeah. So those are the five songs this month. We'll react to another one later when we're in the rest of the list. Shows.
Okay, music done.
Music done. Yes. Mika is very is very used to this already.
Yes.
Shows, I'd say, I recommend this show called Mystic Quest on Apple. It's on Apple TV, but I think you can find it if you
elsewhere.
Know go. Yes.
We trust your resourcefulness.
This podcast does not constitute advice on, you know, where to get these things. We're just saying that it's out there. But the reason I suggested it, it's a pretty good like comedy series about, you know, it's basically like the story of like a gaming company and the people behind like a MMORPG. They create like sketches and it's sort of like sitcomish. If you're familiar with like Community, or these like, you know, TV series before, like it has that same sort of vibes. Another one is Running Man Philippines. So I've been watching that. I finished it recently, or read through the different episodes recently. Although it's
what
been...
is it like? This is the first time I've heard of this, by the way.
Yeah, so for those who are familiar with Running Man, so it's a very popular show coming out of Korea and it's a huge like global fan base.
Yeah.
Like even in China they did like a Running Man. I don't know if the Running Man in China is still running.
I think it is. I stopped watching.
right. Yeah, I only watched a few episodes of the Running Man China one, but the Running Man in Korea is definitely still running until now.
Yeah.
And then the Philippines, I think they, so the interesting thing that the Philippines did here was GMA actually, I think, partnered with SBS. So SBS, so it's like a collab. So there are Filipino producers and Korean producers in the show. So you can literally see in the show, like there's literally like, you know, there's like variety show PDs, there's like a, they sit in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
You literally see like a Filipino and then a Korean. So it's really like a whole like mixed team.
Yeah.
But obviously the audience is it's targeted towards the Philippines. So it's like a full Filipino cast. Oh. I don't even know
who's on it.
Apart from Glyza.
Glyza de Castro.
It's her last name De Castro, but she's like
I'm making this up. I'm sorry, guys.
She's in Encantadia, the Glyza in Encantadia. Do you remember Encantadia? Okay, never mind. But she's one of the older cast members there, so I guess that's why I know her. But she's like a Filipina actress, and the others are like more like younger folk. And it's a pretty young cast compared to the Running Man Korea. Which means like to your question earlier, like how's it different? It's like it's definitely more intense, like action wise, and they play more of the, you know, the tag games, the ripping, the tag ripping, and all of that. And even if the editing is kind of like weird sometimes. But it's just fun to watch in general. It's like, because the cast really like has a lot of energy. Even just, you know, like not minding all the other things. Like it's just fun to watch.
Nice.
And yeah, we'll see if they actually do like a season two next year. And if it's going to be the
first
cast.
Time.
It's the first time it's happened. So yeah, hopefully you get to
participate
see another
next time, pal.
Participate. apply as a job. Apply for a job there.
Yeah.
Another show that I've been watching is, okay, I'm going to go into the dating show territory and talk about Love Alarm. So Love Alarm is actually like a webtoon that was turned into a K-drama. Yeah. And I think the K-drama even had like a season two because it was so popular.
It's a
that
reality
became a
show now.
Dating show.
Variety show, rather.
Variety show. And it's like one of those dating shows where it's not just about the dating. There's also like prize money. So you have to collect hearts, and there's like there's a voting twice every day. And then whoever collects the most hearts from the other participants gets like 100,000 Korean won or something. it was pretty interesting because it's probably the most out of the dating shows that I've watched so far. And it's not, I mean, compared to the world of dating shows out there, even in Korea, like it's just a small portion. So it's probably the most intense one that I've watched.
How so?
Yeah, compared to like Singles Inferno or I'm Solo.
Is it because of the money?
Yeah, because there's also that game element. That's like not apart from that's apart from the dating. And then so you're like you're always like questioning, oh, is are they doing this for the game or do they
Yeah,
really yeah.
it's always like that.
Yeah. So it was really fun to watch. And yeah, because and the reason that I found that show is because there was this popular there's these tech talks going around about the show, about one of the pairings. Although this pairing that I watched, I eventually found out it wasn't one of the final pairings. It was pretty funny. Like I came in thinking that they would be like a final couple, and then turns out like
They
they
weren't.
weren't. So yeah, it was weird to watch it that way, knowing that like sort of having that expectation.
Yeah,
I think I would have felt
sure.
differently about it if I didn't know sort of like
Yeah.
the quote unquote ending. But yeah,
Yeah.
I think it's yeah interesting concept also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's like shows like Love Catcher and like some of these other shows that also have like a game element. Yeah, this is the first time I watched something of its kind.
Wow.
Yeah, another like K dramas, none that I've actually
Wow.
finished. Well, actually, wait, I did finish one, and it's an old one. And that's the reason I finished it because all the episodes were available.
What is this?
The Diary of a Prosecutor. So it's like in 20 it's 2019 I think when it aired. And it's very like if you're familiar with what's the one about the doctors, the like the
Hospital
very
Playlist?
slice. Also, yeah, also the one about the doctors.
Dude, you were the one who watched that, not
No,
me.
no, no. I know the Korean name of the show. I forgot it.
Ah, okay.
So Gurren Isa Sanghwa, yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, the Hospital Playlist. So it's kind of that vibe, except it's about prosecutors.
Ooh.
And very
Okay,
tongue-in-cheek,
I'm gonna file it right away.
kind of very tongue-in-cheek kind of humor. And I like the fact that the show had kind of like a narrator. So it was really like because it's Diary of a Prosecutor, right? So it's like the diary. So he's narrating it like he's writing in his
Yeah.
diary. So it's
Cool.
pretty fun and just chill but still funny, you know. Yeah, I think that's it for the shows.
Have music done? Show's done. Okay. Movies is next, probably.
Movies.
See?
So I think for movies, I recently watched for those who are into horror, like there's this Korean
Wow.
slash thai movie called The Medium. And the only reason I say it's Korean is because I think
Yeah.
it was produced or directed by like a Korean director. But
But
like
it's
everything
a
else about it
Thai
is
film.
Thai film, yeah. It's a Thai film. It's about Thai traditional sort of beliefs and religion and gods being in nature and all of that. And it's pretty intense. Like I would not it seems pretty innocuous at first. Like it seems like another like if you're into like possession sort of like exorcist kind of vibes, like it seems pretty tame at first, but then things really ramp up at the towards the end. It's pretty crazy. There's also I think The Menu, which is like a Western film. Yeah, pretty interesting to watch. Like I think it rides on the whole popular theme these days about, you know, sort of doing like a commentary on the rich and all of that. And the basic premise is that there's this like really popular chef who invites like a group of elites to his island to have like a special dinner, and he crafted a special menu for them. But you know,
He kills them all.
the menu is not what it seems. Okay, so yeah, I'll leave it there. What else? Oh, one more is like a Korean movie called Chabek or Confession. And this one is sort of like a thriller. And the reason I recommend it is because there's like because of the twists that happen through the movie. And you're sort of trying to guess like who is who actually, because they're all like it seems like they're not actually playing the actual roles that they seem to be playing in the movie. So the premise is basically there's this guy who's like accused of killing his lover, I think. And then while and so he's like stuck in like a divorce and all of that. And then he gets a lawyer, like a really top tier lawyer to help him. But then the question is, did he really kill his wife or, you know, and is the lawyer they got actually the lawyer,
Oh
or
my
is she someone
God,
else?
okay.
So it's a very if you know the Japanese the really old Japanese story of the you know the one where they try to solve a crime and then they share like different sort of views. I forgot the name of that. Didn't we take this in like lit class or something? Like I don't know. But basically, it's like you have different versions of the story being told, and you're sort of trying to guess which one's the true one. Yeah, there's a. The name's escaping me, but it's basically
Is
that.
it
Yeah, it's like the same crime, it's the same sort of
some
scenario, but
treasure thing?
I think there's treasure involved, but no, it's basically a crime.
Okay, anyway.
You will see the
Japanese
text
crime.
of the story
Yeah, what it
somewhere
is.
here in the video.
Sorry.
like an editor's note. And then I'll end my recap with like two like some interesting stuff. Well, one is still following the Seraphim stuff, so I'm just pretty amazed that
Their
they're not.
growth.
Well, actually, the growth is one thing. I think their whole concept is like work hard, play hard, right? So like the content never seems
End.
to end. Although obviously like they filmed this stuff like before, but like I think the way that whoever's managing their content creation and doing their calendar is like doing it pretty well, so that
No gaps.
no gaps. So
Nice.
there's like every week there's like something. And then I also been getting recently, like, you know, there's been a lot of VR mocap kind of like idol groups. So you know, I find it interesting because like the whole mocap thing is something that I've followed like since I started watching like Twitch. And then there's this like interesting mocap streamer, Kuniko, who apparently now she has her own like production company and what. Like before she just used to be a solo streamer, now she has her own company and whatever. And yeah, still going strong, I think. I mean, there's also Apoki, who's like also a mocap artist. Apoki is basically like a, she looks like a rabbit, and it's like one of those dancing, like a dancing rabbit, let's put it that way. And then now you have Maeve, which I think they're also like mocap artists, although we haven't seen any like behind the scenes yet. I think most likely based on like how the animation looks, it seems very mocap. And then there's also Girls Reverse, which is probably like an app. It's basically an app slash show, and then these are basically like idols who are like performing wearing like VR headsets. So I thought that was like
Interesting.
really,
The
yeah,
Internet of Things.
metaverse and whatever. Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna end there and
Congratulations.
finally went through it. Okay.
So to bridge our, to put a momentary pause on Pal's recap, we will react to something.
So we're gonna react to another song that I would recommend that I didn't mention previously. And this one I think a lot of people should already know, especially if you're on, you know, TikTok shorts, reels, wherever. Because there's this is also like a TikTok challenge, I believe. And it's basically Vibe by Taeyang,
I think I'm
featuring.
chronically online, but
You've never, oh wow,
I've
okay.
never encountered it.
Like any like
No.
wow, okay.
I've seen people like
Like, not
share
even on
it.
Twitter? Like, aren't you like pretty active on like
Yeah, I
observing the
am,
fan
but
Twitter? Yeah.
I
It
don't know. Like
never reached you.
it never reached me. And like I see people like sharing the Spotify link, but no, I haven't. So this is proof that I have power over my algorithm.
Well, your algorithm isn't good enough. No,
It's
I'm
giving me educational content instead.
just kidding. So this vibe, this version of vibe, there are lots of, I guess, I mean, you know,
Vibes.
challenges and whatnot and videos. Even the Seraphim did like a behind the scenes of their challenge, of how they filmed their challenge with Taeyang, which is pretty nice. But this one is live. We love live stuff here on the Weekly Stand-Up. Yeah, I think the, you know, it's really great to see the instrumentation and sort of the other artists who are playing behind the song. And it also showcases more of Taeyang's voice. And of course, Jimin's here. So enough said. And let's just have I can't wait to hear what, you know, Mita has to say, this being her first time getting exposed to this song, right? Even the song itself. Okay, amazing. Great. Let's go. This is how raw this reaction is, folks. Okay. Let's go for
Okay,
it.
let's go, let's go.
Vibe by Daeyang and Jimin. Girl, you gotta know you got that vibe. That meets all the fine arts. You're more than one. You got me feeling so right. Yeah, it's a vibe.
Oh, wow, the chimes.
Yeah, this gonna be the one and only theme song. 너에게만 고정된 내 시선. His pronunciation is so. He slowed it down here. He slowed down the song here for a reason.
Okay.
I like the I like the guitar here.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Like the two sets of pianos and two sets of drums.
The instrumentation is great.
There's some little bit of synthesizer kind of like sounding also. Love that.
G-Mean, baby. Oh! Woo!
Love that ending.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. This is your first exposure to this song.
Yes. I love the instrumentation. So the original doesn't sound like that.
No. The original gives a lot more, because it has a heavier bass.
Ah.
The original, it gives very like 90s hip hop,
okay,
or early 2000s hip hop. And this one, yeah, it's really more of a band, sort of like version. Like if they were playing in a concert,
yeah,
like, this is how it would sound like.
Interesting.
But I love the pickup on the mics and everything. I don't know if it was mixed afterwards or what. But
I'm
like,
pretty sure it has.
Yeah, been. whoever did the mixing,
it sounds very polished.
Yeah.
But all the instruments sound great. The instrumentation was the best part of the song.
And they added a lot. Yeah, they also added some stuff that isn't in the original. Or maybe I just probably didn't pick it up in the original. But because here you can also see the instruments, right?
So I think that's
what you can really appreciate, that like seeing the band also with with the artists.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely has the vibes for sure.
Yeah.
And on that note, we go to our resident Viber.
Vibe checker.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm still stuck on SZA's album. I think I don't know what she put in that album. Like, it's been 2 months and I'm still,
I mean, the internet isn't done with her album yet, apparently.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has been doing covers to get it out of their system. Like, there's no cover artist who hasn't not done this.
And I am one of them. I feel like at this rate, I might make multiple songs off of that album. But anyway, so yeah, I'm still listening to SZA. But you know what? I figured out there's probably one game changer that will alter my Spotify Wrapped forever. Like, not even just this year, but I think forever. I keep listening to binaural beats. I feel like I'm not someone who can listen to songs that I can sing to when I'm working anymore, because nothing goes into my head, because I will start singing.
You can't do the, what do you call that? There's that game, right? Like, try not to sing challenge.
Yeah. I will fail. I will really fail.
I wonder if we should play that sometime.
You will win. I'm telling you, you will win. Anyway, but yeah, I've been listening to binaural beats. I don't know if it's a placebo, but it gets me to work. So binaural beats, everyone.
You can share what that means with
binaural beats
to us, like,
binaural beats is basically because I meditate and like I do sound baths and I listen to singing bowls to fall asleep. So apparently there's a certain frequency of music that will trigger certain brain waves or something. Beta waves will maximize your concentration. Gamma waves will like get you at peak performance. So I've been trying to figure out how to make my own compositions.
I was actually gonna ask you, like, have you if you've applied it to your producer kind of
I
thing.
Haven't. I feel like I need to like get more information about the frequencies and stuff. But then yeah, like apparently there's some correlation with frequencies and how they get your brain to respond. That's my nerd alert for the month.
No, I mean, it's definitely the most interesting part of this episode so far.
It's just out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I mean, looking forward to maybe we can play, you know, once if
no.
we're able to make one.
We might scare off people. My mom gets scared, like, when listening to those things. Like, it's either you feel like you're going to take a massage or you feel like someone's haunting you.
Oh, it's very ethereal, kind of like...
Yeah.
I get the vibe.
Yeah. Anyway, just at your own risk. What else? Pow bought me so much time, but then I'm still thinking.
You can do it.
Okay. NCT, so much stuff is going on. Best friend ever. NCT Dream's Japan debut. The MV was wow.
There's some nice camera work, like I saw the music video.
Yeah, and then 127 came out with a repackage finally. Skyscraper was a great song, guys, for the hard hitting raps, you know. DJ was also good, but yeah, Skyscraper. And then Wavy is currently having their fan meeting in Korea. And I foresaw this because you know how Phantom is their album, like is their title track Phantom. So they really made the theme like Phantom of the Opera. So you know how the start of Phantom of the Opera is like the crashing chandelier and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
they did it. They did. I just saw, like, literally before we recorded, like, I saw some people posting. And I'm like,
I mean, that's just like that's commitment to commit to the concept.
Yeah, awesome. And then what else? Oh, all of this is happening as HYBE becomes the top shareholder of SM. No, interesting.
Interesting times.
Yeah. And then, Foam Vivarit finally came back. His new album is great. I really like Grand Jai Place. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Grand Jai Place?
Grand Jai. Yeah. Check it out, guys.
What's it supposed to mean?
Because Foam is Thai, so I'm assuming it's something related.
Okay. Check that out, guys. I'm gonna you guys are gonna hear the song as we're talking about it.
Yes.
So I'm also gonna discover it for the first time.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
yeah.
We're not reacting to it now.
But, it's called the Grand Jai Please. Sorry.
Please. Okay.
Yeah.
I still don't know myself. I still have no idea.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. But the entire album's name is Grand Jai Peace.
Peace.
There. Yeah. Peace as in
a piece of
paper. Yeah. I was like
loading, still buffering at this whole time.
No, I thought of something else and you said
okay. We were both waiting for each other to say what. Yeah, so anyway,
anyway.
Just to move on from this.
Oh, you know, GOT7 JB is apparently already in the military.
Well, yeah,
like,
I think
he didn't even. I mean, no
just
wonder his new
he just
release
peaced out.
He yeeted and
he
went.
Yeeted, yeah.
And like, no wonder his album is called like Seasonal Hiatus. Anyway, he and Jin Young, I feel like so Jin Young released his album, which was really good. And then I feel like he's just gonna go already. Like after all the fan meets, I feel like he's also
he's
gonna
not
go.
Even gonna, you know, like no ceremony, no nothing, no content, just bye.
Oh, speaking of military, Baekhyun is back. So
yes, you've been hyping that up.
Yeah, sorry.
From the last recap.
All of EXO is like here and alive, and they're gonna have a fan meeting for their anniversary.
In Singapore or?
No, in Korea.
Okay. You see, you're like here. So it's like.
Yeah, here and like this world.
This,
this civilization.
Not
anyway.
The upside down. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they're like really active, which is hopefully a good sign. Apart from that, I've been listening to a a lot of rap, a lot of rap. I have no idea why, but I just keep listening to Ty Dolla $ign 2020 album, like the featuring Ty Dolla $ign album, because keep listening to the song called Universe featuring Kehlani, who is like,
okay,
yeah, she was just here.
Oh,
in
now
Singapore.
Okay, in Singapore, here in Singapore.
Okay, sorry.
I'm very confused.
Yeah. She just had a show in Singapore. I didn't attend, but I wanted to. But, you know, I heard it was pretty good. Keep listening to that song, because if you've seen on TikTok, there's this thing called Lucky Girl Syndrome. And one of my best friends and I are trying to manifest Lucky Girl Syndrome. So we made a playlist, and yeah, I put Universe on that playlist. Along with, like, that's such a very, like, diverse playlist, honestly. I should probably share it with you guys. It's very diverse, and it's very Mika. And by that, I mean it goes from, like, really, really R&B, soul, to, like, Broadway, and then punk rock.
To binaural beats.
Binaural beats does not have a home in this playlist, but Hannah Montana does. Disney Channel. Yeah. So my algorithm is messed up, and that is why I have control.
No wonder you missed Vibe. No wonder.
Yeah, no wonder. I've been listening to Hannah Montana.
There's so much like going on in that playlist that
Yeah. Plus the binaural beats. How could I ever reach Vibe?
Yeah. No, I think that's why we do the show.
Yes, you
know,
correct.
We can never really capture everything that's out there, obviously. So
yeah,
we just have to share it with each other.
Yeah.
Speaking of stuff that, yeah, I just remember, since you're talking about rap, I forgot to talk about Epic High.
But yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah. I like the song with Hwasa.
Yes.
I forgot.
I like the song with Jackson. I also forgot the title.
Is On My Way.
On My Way. Yeah.
I like that also, but I also
Catch was the title.
Catch. Yeah. And then I actually really like that Latte song too. Actually, I think I'm saying all the songs on the album.
Yeah, the Latte song is God's Latte.
Yeah.
It's a short song, but it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of that hip hop rap that's like, you know, there's some rap that's very like, I'm gonna introduce myself and talk about hype. Sort of like hype stuff, right?
Yeah.
But then there's also rap that's like just telling a story.
Yeah, this one feels very much like
yeah.
I think because Tableau has that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely recommend the album.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't know.
we have to give Mika some like loading time.
Sorry. Everything is like buffering. Grammys, Harry Styles,
Artist of the Year,
and he's doing
isn't he doing a concert here?
Everywhere
here in,
I'm not going.
In the Philippines,
Singapore. Also, have fun to everyone going. I've like enlisted all of my friends to go on my behalf. So thanks, friends, for going. But yeah, Harry Styles, Beyonce, obviously. But yeah, Harry Styles was like a moment, cause that album was so good. Ow. Did you hear that crack? That was my bone.
Hopefully you hear that. Please type down in the comments if you heard
that. That is how much I, like, you know,
felt that album.
Yeah, like, felt that album. Daylight.
Are you gonna do a cover of those?
I have a cover with my friend. We covered Matilda, another of my favorites. So check that out on my
channel. So it's gonna be playing right now as we're talking about.
Yes, Matilda. Yeah, that's it, I think. If I missed out on anything, we'll probably
calling once, calling twice.
Look forward
sold
to more
next one. To more of this buffering next one, and more of
the
my
next
rambling
episode, bro.
And more of my rambling. Next one.
Yes.
But yeah, if I give a video to react, Mika has, you know, generously given a cover.
Yeah.
To end the show.
Yeah. So anyway, I released this cover on Valentine's Day for maximum feels. This is my cover of SZA's Kill Bill.
Yeah, very very red, let's put it that way.
Yeah. And it's very like dramatic. So once again, I pulled out the orchestra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, given the theme of the song, it's very I think very interesting to hear the orchestra.
Yeah. Fun fact, I did this in 30 minutes. That's how pressed for time I was. I was just like,
I was gonna say let's pause for a moment to offer respect to
offer
to meet the stress.
No. It was just like one moment. I just wanted to do it. Then I just did it. Then I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to touch it anymore.
Is there a lot of like, did you add a lot of strings,
Yeah,
violins?
yeah.
I feel like violins is like a perfect,
Violence is my staple.
it's like a
Yeah.
perfect instrument for this song. Like,
Yeah. Check out the full cover on my channel.
we didn't even mention the title. It's cover for Kill
I
Bill.
did. I said, this is Kill Bill.
Okay, it just passed by so quickly. I thought you were just like not mentioning
This person does not pay attention. Look who's buffering
the
now. Anywho,
song.
thanks for tuning in, guys.
See you guys in the next recap.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So you know I did it all for us. I just killed my ex, not the best idea. Killed his girlfriend next.